Oh, there definitely is a rivalry between the teams, but I think, he was my little brother. If you don't know, my little brother goes to Vanderbilt, and Jay obviously went there. And Jay was great in the transition, helping my little brother just kind of get to know Nashville and actually help, kind of talk him into going there. I, talked to Jay, asked him what he thought about Vanderbilt, and relay that to my little brother. So he's been, as a big brother, much appreciated the way that he's treated my little brother and helped him kind of feel comfortable in Vanderbilt. So that goes a long way as far as the respect level between the two of us.
You didn't want to go to Cal?
Cal didn't want him.
What do you think, Doug?
Thanks. Had to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what do you see from the way they're using Peppers and how much difference does the defense look now that they have a healthy Brian Urlacher playing alongside Briggs?
Well, and Pisa as well. I can't say his last name, but Pisa has been playing very well. He got hurt in the first game last year as well. And having him and Brian and Julius and Mark Anderson, the way he's playing, and Israel Adange, those three defensive ends are playing very well. So that, I think, they're a Tony Dungy-style defense. It all came out of the Tampa defense, where it's predicated on getting pressure with your front four and being able to play downhill, play your coverages you want to play, and they're getting a lot of pressure with those front four. So anytime you got a guy like Julius Peppers, you can line up, and he's a perennial Pro Bowl player. That's somebody you have to count for in every play in the protection schemes.
And if he lines up across from a rookie for you guys, if that's what happens, how do you block that out of your mind? Is it at all concerning to you?
Well, we're NFL players, and we got a job to do. And I got my job to do, and if Brian's out there, he's got his job to do, and we're very confident he can do that and do it well. That's why we picked him in the first round, and we're confident that when he gets his chance to play, that he's going to be a big contributor for us and a guy we can count on for a number of years.
More comforting that he played on Sunday too, and you had a chance to have him in the huddle with you.
Well, that's probably good. It's probably good for his confidence because first extended playing time and he did a nice job. To be honest with you, when I rewatched the film on Monday, didn't realize he actually came in the second quarter. I thought it was not until the second half. He did a nice job for us. So when you're not thinking about a young guy over there, that's very comforting. And when you watch the film and see how well he played, that's also comforting.
Aaron, the Bears, looking at them, they play the same stuff for the most part, but they seem to be playing with a little more of an edge this year. Would you agree with that? Is there a little more edginess to their defense?
Well, they're flying around, and I think that's consistent with the Lovie Smith coach defense. And I think they're just, maybe a little quicker. With Julius off the edge and Mark Anderson, who I think has been an underrated player in that defense for a number of years, and when you have those two guys coming off the edge with that kind of speed rush, and you got three very talented linebackers, and you bring in a nickel package, you have Brian and Lance who played in that system for a number of years and played at a high level. They are flying around on defense, so it's really important for us. One, anytime you play Chicago, their defense is predicated on turnovers, and they've been we're looking at some stats. I think Charles Tillman has the most forced fumbles for a defensive back in the corner for sure since he's been in the league in 2003. I think Daniel Manning has also forced a number of turnovers at safety. So they thrive on getting the ball out. You look at the game from 2007 at home. That's a game that we dominated yards-wise, but we had a couple fumbles there in the second quarter, kind of lost momentum, and they were able to come back and beat us. So if we can take care of the ball, that's going to take a big step in being where we want to be in the fourth quarter.
What do you need out of your running for you guys? I mean, some people will look, they got to get 25 carries, they got to have a back with 100 yards. But for you, what do you guys need?
Just them to hold on to the ball. And if they do that, then it'll be fun.
You've been on some big stages there, and the Monday night games still do anything for you?
Well, as much fun as it is for the fans, it's a tough schedule on the players because you're waiting around all day at the hotel, and it turns into a short week. So it's a long preparation week, and by the time you get to Sunday, you're watching other teams play, you're just ready to get on the field and get your game, started. So it's definitely a long week, but it's something that we all look forward to. And, when the lights come on, it's a special feeling. We know the country's watching, and great opportunity for us to show, not only the Bears and their fans, but hopefully the rest of the league what we're all about, and hopefully that'll mean we'll come out with a very productive performance on offense.
Are you truly to the point where each game emotionally, is just about the same as the next, or are there ones where you're more fired up than others?
I treat them all the same, preparation wise.
Well, this past Sunday, you know, at halftime, Mike delivered a pretty loud message at halftime from what we pick up, and the results were evident in the second half. You know, is your coach going to have to go to that? He doesn't want to. He thinks of these professional athletes, but do you see that might have to happen two or three times to reach the goals that you have this year?
Sometimes speeches are maybe given too much correlation between the following results in the speech. It's important to see your coach and how passionate he is, you know, about it and have him deliver that. But the second half was all about execution. You know, the first half we didn't convert third downs, and the second half we did. We scored on three straight possessions. So I know Mike doesn't want to do that every week, and I don't really think we want to hear that every week either. So,
Aaron, you talked after the game, there were a couple balls that you didn't have your normal spiral on it. Have you been able to identify anything there going back and looking at the tape?
Yeah.
Balls, sweaty hands.
I just need to pick out the balls every week.
Rub them up a little bit?
Well, you know, ever since you know, they put that seal on there, it's a little bit slick. The NFL allows us to, you know, get to the balls and have them in the kind of condition we want. So I just need to make sure I get the 12 that I want out there. And throw a spiral.
Thanks, Eric.
Yep.
Do most players still watch Monday Night Football every single week? Is that something that everybody sits down, this is our chance to view these other teams around the league?
I think it kind of depends on how the previous week went. Sometimes it's definitely something that, you know, I've watched all the time as a kid. And if I know somebody, I'm good friends with somebody playing, I'll usually, you know, want to check them out.
Do you study the history of this rivalry at all? Or are you up on all of the ins and outs of the...
I'm not up on all of them. I know that we've played a number of games. It's pretty bright right there. But I do remember very vividly the, you know, the last 10 that we played against them. So it's always, you know, the two that mean the most to the fans I know are the Minnesota and Chicago games. So those are ones that always have a little bit more intensity associated with them.
How does it compare to Cal State?
Well, after we beat Stanford my junior year, the fans ran on the field, so it's a little bit different dynamic there. I don't think we want to see any of those Chicago or Green Bay fans running on the field. But yeah, I mean, it's very similar. There's more of a dislike in college because you don't really know the other guys, so you just know that they play for the hated rivals. In the NFL, I mean, I trained with Charles Tillman, so there's a good friendship there. Jay and I know each other. You know, so Tommy Harris and I, Tommy and Greg are good friends. They go to each other's charity events, so I've seen Tommy a number of times throughout the year. So there's more of a respect level, and obviously you want to beat them, and we know how much it means to the fans. But there's just it's a different dynamic because there's a respect level, a mutual, you know, friendships and stuff.
Get the sign on the doors, Bears Week intensity. What exactly does that mean?
I'm going to let Mike answer that one. I'm not sure.
Is that always up for Bears Week? Do you guys always have those up?
I guess, yeah. I don't even really notice them too much.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Couple right. more. Thanks.
Aaron, talk about the comfort level if Cliffy can't go on that side and Brian steps in.
Yeah, I had a lot of confidence in Brian. Brian was brought in here for a reason, and we knew he was going to get his shot at some point. If he has to go, then he's going to go. And I'm fully confident in his abilities.
Learning curve in the NFL is always big. But for him to come in on the, you know, at guard in the training camp and now over back to tackle again, do you think that he's, you know, got what it takes to be able to handle all the terminology at both spots?
Well, he better. I mean, he's an NFL player, so learning curve is short. It's time to get out there if he's out there and play at a high level.